From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Warehouses are an industry in and of themselves, and that industry is experiencing a boom as ports scramble to catch up with supply chain problems. More warehouses can mean more jobs for local communities, but local communities also sometimes object to the toll the construction of new warehouses can take on the environment. Emily Jones of WABE and Grist reports.
The port of Savannah is the fourth busiest in the country, moving more and more cargo all the time. And all that stuff needs somewhere to go. Trip Tollison leads the Savannah Economic Development Authority.
You've got to have an opportunity or a spot to take it off the container, repackage it, send it to all the other locations where the ultimate product is supposed to end up.
And you have to do all that quickly. To keep up, Colliers estimates the region has gone from 20 million square feet of warehouse space in 2005 to more than 80 million now. Another 18 million square feet is underway. And most of that land used to be forest, says Zoe Rinker of the Savannah Tree Foundation.
This is an issue of quality of life and public health and really just making sure that everybody has the same access to green space.
And trees aren't just pretty to look at. They're an essential buffer against the impacts of climate change, creating cooling shade, soaking up rainwater, and absorbing carbon dioxide from the air. Rinker says many communities have laws to protect trees, but
our tree ordinance wasn't necessarily made for this warehousing industry in mind.
Some local governments are working to update their rules, and communities are also advocating for themselves.
We've always had a history of being proactive.
Tyrone Ware is the president of a Savannah Neighborhood Association in an area surrounded by industry, but it's successfully gotten companies to plant trees. Ware says the key is approaching the companies cooperatively instead of fighting them.
But it's a matter of them being conscientious and understanding that the community has been here, the community wants to be here, and that they want to work with us and want to be partners and neighbors with us.
He says other places can learn from this approach. But in the meantime, as communities scramble to update laws and neighborhoods try to protect themselves, warehouse building continues to boom and take down lots of trees. In Savannah, Georgia, I'm Emily Jones for Marketplace.